This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bianculli of Broadcasting and Cable Magazine and TVWorthWatching.com, in for Terry Gross. Ever since John McCain sought and won the endorsement of Pastor John Hagee, a quote from Hagee's 2006 interview with Terry has appeared in many places, including CNN, Newsweek, The New York Times, and The Daily Show. As you've read or heard that soundbite, you may have wondered what else John Hagee had to say in that interview. So we're going to play it back for you, and Terry will explain the story behind it. But first, here's part of that soundbite that's been used so frequently since the endorsement. This is Pastor John Hagee on how Hurricane Katrina was, as Hagee described, God's retribution for a homosexual parade that was about to take place in New Orleans.
All hurricanes are acts of God because God controls the heavens. I believe that New Orleans had a level of sin that was offensive to God, and they were recipients of the judgment of God for that.
Hurricane Katrina was not the focus of my 2006 interview with Pastor John Hagee. The main subject was a lobby group Hagee had formed earlier that year called Christians United for Israel, also known by its acronym, CUFI. CUFI follows what its website describes as a biblical obligation to defend Israel and supports Israel's right to the land by biblical mandate. Hagee also believes that the second coming of Jesus is imminent. There are 10 prophetic signs of the end time, he says, and Israel figures into at least 4 of them: plague in the Middle East, the rebirth of Israel, the Jews returning home, and Jerusalem no longer being under Gentile control. Here's an excerpt of a sermon from Pastor John Hagee's collection, Jerusalem, Countdown to Crisis.
In May 1948, Israel was reborn. How many of you were alive on May 15th, 1948? It was the most important prophetic day of the 20th century. Why? Because Jesus said in Matthew 24:32, when you see the fig tree, national Israel, begin to bloom again, know that my coming is nigh at the door. Behold, one generation will not pass away until all things are fulfilled. We are racing toward the end of time. We are not living in the last days. We're not living in the last hours. We are living in the last minutes of the dispensation of grace. In 1967, the Six-Day War united Jerusalem under Jewish control. Why is that important? Because the Gospel of Luke says, when Jerusalem is no longer trodden down by the Gentiles, then shall the end come. The Bible says, when the Lord builds up Jerusalem, when he builds up Zion, he will appear in all of his glory. So the Bible is screaming, when you see Jerusalem united, when you see it beautified, when you see it built up, the Messiah is coming. And when you see these signs in the heavens and the sun, the moon and the stars, and the waves of the oceans that are roaring, what did God say? He said, lift up your heads and rejoice. Your redemption draweth nigh. I want you to do it, Cornerstone. Rejoice. The King of Glory is on the way.
Pastor John Hagee organized a Washington summit in July 2006 to introduce his group, Christians United for Israel, to senators and congressmen. Speakers included Ken Millman, who was then chair of the Republican National Committee, and Senators Sam Brownback and Rick Santorum. President Bush sent a recorded greeting. Senator Joe Lieberman spoke at CUFI's second annual summit last July. Before I spoke with John Hagee in September 2006, I spoke with Israeli journalist Gershom Gorenberg about why CUFI is controversial among many Jews. Gorenberg wrote about the Christian Zionist movement in his book The End of Days. Here's a short excerpt of that interview with Gorenberg. What is your understanding of Christian Zionism?
Well, I would say that in the first place, it's something of a contradiction in terms, because the people who promote the idea of Christian Zionism are looking at Israel in mythological terms. They're seeing the Jews as actors in a Christian drama leading toward the end of days. Real Zionism as a Jewish movement is a movement aimed at taking Jews out of the mythological realm and making them into normal actors in history, controlling their fate and acting for pragmatic reasons connected to the here and now. So what's called Christian Zionism is actually very distant from Zionism.
What are the specific political and territorial goals that you think Christian Zionists have for Israel?
Well, they take a position on Israel and on the Middle East that would put them at the far edge of the radical right within Israeli politics. They're opposed to any concession whatsoever of land for peace. They tend to treat any process leading toward peace as an illusion, if not a conspiracy. Some of their leaders at various times have spoken explicitly of the idea of expelling the Palestinians from the West Bank. These are all positions that, as I said, would put them on the radical right within Israel. They're deeply opposed to the idea of a Palestinian state. They tend to support military action over diplomacy. It's worth stressing that this puts them far from the mainstream of Israeli politics.
I've spoken to some Jewish Americans who consider themselves, aligned with Christian Zionists, and I asked, well, do you think it's in your ultimate best interest to be aligned with groups whose ultimate goal is the second coming of Jesus? And to which they've responded, well, we as Jews know that that's not the real truth, that that's not going to happen. So why not have an alliance with people who support the same goals for Israel that we do? The same kind of political goals. And why not support people who just are going to back Israel and back the protection of Israel? What would you say to that?
I think that, first of all, there's a tremendous disrespect implied here, strange as it may seem, for the beliefs of the Christian Zionists. These are people who live very much by their theology, and this attitude says their theology is irrelevant to me. I'm not relating to them as believing people. So I find that ironic. The second thing is, I think that there's a misunderstanding here of what an apocalyptic vision is. When somebody says that they're hoping for the end of history, for God to come and fix the world, they're saying that they see something broken in the world as it is today. Part of the end of days vision of the Christian Zionists is that the Jews will die or convert to Christianity. So what they're saying about the world today is they don't see Judaism as a legitimate religion. And I think it's strange for Jewish groups to align themselves with people who show, a theological hostility for Judaism.
When you say that, in this scenario of the rapture, Jews will either convert or die, my understanding of that is that in this version of the rapture, that all Christian believers immediately ascend to heaven, and everybody else is that can either convert and ascend to heaven too, or they remain on earth for the tribulations, which is a series of plagues and famines and wars and other catastrophes.
Yes, that is true. This is a view of all so-called non-believers. But normally in the documents of this religious stream, there's a particular focus on the Jews, because for this form of theologically ultra-conservative Christianity, one of the great scandals remains that the Jews have not accepted Christianity. They believe that a literal reading of the Bible necessarily, in their eyes, leads to an acceptance of Christianity. The Jews are the keepers of the Hebrew Bible, and it's stunning that the Jews continue to refuse to read the Bible in what they consider to be its simple meaning that would lead to Christianity. This is the cognitive dissonance which is at the core of their beliefs, and they expect the end of days to resolve this dissonance. I would add one more thing about these kind of scenarios. If you read their literature, they inevitably end up with the Battle of Armageddon on Israeli soil. All events are expected to lead to this immense conflict, which will take place in Israel. The verse that's cited over and over again is that the blood will flow as high as the horse's bridle. So they're expecting war and conflict, and they're seeing this as something positive. Everything that would lead toward Middle East peace, they see as an illusion. For Israelis looking toward their country's security and future in this world, in history as it continues, the most necessary step for us is finding a way to peace. So the people who are proclaiming their support for Israel are actually working at cross purposes to Israeli interests and needs.
Gershom Gorenberg, thank you very much for talking with us.
It's been my pleasure.
That was Israeli journalist Gershom Gorenberg, originally broadcast on September 18th, 2006.